Give us an overview, John, of what's happening in the area of electronic harassment, stalking, mind control. What's going on?
Well, I will tell you this, Georgia. Part of the reason I wrote the book, and it actually released in 2009, was my ex-fiancée was victimized with this type of harassment. For those of your listeners that aren't familiar with what we're talking about, it's a combination of organized stalking, break-ins into your home as a psychological operation to let you know that you are being followed. It's very intentional, combined with electromagnetic technologies that can cause you pain, cause you headaches, body heating, sleep deprivation, along with most of the victims complaining of hearing the voices of their attackers either in their heads or in their surroundings, specifically in appliances that vibrate in their surroundings. And it's frequency specific. Only the targeted person can hear it. The people around them in most instances can't. And in most instances, because it is any vibrating appliance, if you try to record it, all you're going to get is the noise, background noise from the appliance that's vibrating. And if they're hearing it in your head, that's microwave auditory effect. It's been well studied by the Army, and even in their literature, they say that it's impossible to record with microphones on the scalp or in the ear. So just a quick overview of exactly what we're talking about. After doing your show originally about a year ago now, the response was overwhelming. There were a lot of people being victimized with this technology that didn't realize they were. I got an overwhelming number of emails from family members of victims who, after hearing you and I on the show, called me or emailed me to say, you know what, this was happening to my brother or my sister or my mother. We took them to psychiatrist after psychiatrist. They were on medication after medication, or in some of the worst instances, actually admitted to psychiatric hospitals, and it still kept happening until we heard the show with George and Ori, where you described what it is and what the technology is behind it. And now we feel like our family member has been victimized. That happened more times than I can tell you. I got emails from family members that finally had some understanding of what was happening to their family member, which is very important, because the victims of this type of harassment usually don't wind up with any family support.
Well, they're belittled, aren't they, John? They're basically told they're nuts, aren't they?
Exactly, and more often than not by their family members. You know, your family members, that have known you in your crazier days and your younger days, and believe it or not, strangers are more apt to believe you when you voice these complaints than your own family. And it's usually a spouse or a family member that gets you parked in front of a psychiatrist who even further victimizes you by giving you a diagnosis that usually precludes you from keeping gainful employment.
What's the motive for all this, John? Why?
Well, if you look at it from a New World Order perspective, this is technology that can be inflicted on you remotely, possibly not even from somebody that's doing it from in your state. It can be done globally from a computer. It's meant to eventually, I believe, probably control the mass of the population. There's not much other reason for it. Most of these victims have been victimized for a decade or longer. The only reason it would be experimentally to finally perfect it to where it can be used to control the world's population.
I was going to say, these could be tests to see how it works, how effective it might be.
Well, that seems to be what it is. And actually, there's been a couple of high points that have come up recently. Back in October the 3rd, 2010, decided to convene a symposium at Sonoma State University and try to get at least some of the professional people that have either spoken on this, researched on it, or published on it, to get a consortium together of myself and these people to meet, to go over exactly the modalities of how it's being done, what we can do about it, and specifically how we can get it into the Congress to get a congressional hearing for disclosure, similar to what we had for MK Ultra with either a Rockefeller Commission or Church Committee type hearing. Overwhelming success. Some of the notables that many of these people you'll know that we either corresponded with to get advice before the conference or attended the conference was, of course, Dr. Fred Bell.
Sure.
Close friend of mine and yours, I believe.
He's been on the show just on with us last week. Yeah.
Peter Phillips with Project Centered, who was gracious enough to actually host this for us at Sonoma State University. In touch with Nick Begich to get some advice on directions he thought we should go. Dr. Colin Ross, who wrote the CIA doctors and exposed a lot of the MKUltra experiments that were the precursors to what we have going on now, I believe. Dr. Terry Robertson, another doctor, medical doctor from Kansas City, who has done some excellent work on the history behind this type of technology and where the research is heading. Dr. Don Rahmaker, a PhD, who comes to the table with understands the technology, but comes to the table with a spiritual warfare look at it, which is, you know, kind of important. And several of the more prominent victims' advocates, Kevin Bond and Christine Lynn Harris, both from California. We decided to hold this in California because California is getting hit the hardest.
I was going to ask you if there are other regions of this country in North America that seem to have more of this happening, and I guess then California is one of them, right?
Well, the three top states that are being hit here are California, Texas, and Florida. We know this from Freedom from Covert Surveillance and Harassment. Does online surveys. We're up to about 1,000 people filling out surveys, making these complaints in one organization, and there are multiple organizations.
Why those states?
Hard to say. It could be the presence of military bases. And I know, like in the Dakotas and Wyoming and Montana, we're not seeing as many victims come out of those regions, and it might be just a representative of a lack of population in those areas. But it's a global phenomenon. Matter of fact, I've heard from people, especially after your show, just about from every country, and heard from a guy from Slovenia who has a group of 800 people and an advocacy group there that are experiencing all the same symptoms. So it's a global phenomenon.
If you could put it, John, in order of the amount of surveillance or harassment or whatever's happening to these people, how would you categorize it? I mean, what's happening to them primarily and then secondarily and so forth?
Well, primarily it's torture. Most of these people are at home or in really anywhere they go. It tracks you wherever you go. Usually starts with tinnitus or ringing in the ears. Rapidly that becomes hearing the voices of the people that are targeting you.
Are they trying to see how far they can push you?
That seems to be the case. Huh. And that's actually what two of the things we believe is because this experimentation has been going on for so long in so many of these victims that it seems to be one, seeing what types of weird cancers that exposure to this much non-ionizing radiation through this kind of technology is going to cause over a long term, especially if they ever unleash it on the entire population. And two, like you said, to see how long it takes on average in most people to get them penniless, homeless, jobless, and committed.